T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's some people with whom I've been really wanting to speak to get information, and one of those people is John Evans, who is president of the Buffalo Police PBA. John, thanks so much for joining us. Much appreciated. Can you give us an update on the status of the ERT officers?
Well, the two are out. They're suspended without pay currently, pending hearing, but that'll be some time down the road. In New York State, and a city police officer can be held without pay for 30 days before that the municipality has to, continue paying that.
John, how about specifically the resignations? What is happening on that front? Have the resignations from ERT been turned into the commission?
It's my understanding they have. And on that, I want to say that wasn't done easily. That was a cohesive team, and there was a lot of camaraderie. And, for them to take that stance, something's wrong, right? I mean, that's clearly what it tells me. That they did that, in support of their, the fellow officers. As well, it's an indication that they don't have faith in the administration, as far as backing them.
John, what kind of training? How many hours are involved to become a part of the Buffalo Police ERT?
Well, they have quarterly trainings minimally, and a lot of times they're trained by our SWAT team members that have had the training at the facility outside of Oriskany, New York. It's the Homeland Security training.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intensive training that they do go through. As far as that, it's formations, how to drive a wedge, how to maintain integrity of a line and the like, and obviously how to take people into custody and keep moving.
John, can you enlighten me and the people listening as to procedurally whether any standard operating procedure was violated last night?
I've looked at that video, 50 times, and no, they did nothing wrong. It was textbook. This gentleman, this individual that approached the line like he did. I don't know why, I don't know what people are thinking. If he's insane or, whack job or, what he's going to do or if he's got something strapped to him. I mean, it's a very high tense situation for those officers that I don't know if any less force could have been utilized to move him along. I don't know. We're going to have people break that video down to see exactly what happened there, because the minimal, I don't even know if I'd call it a shove, to propel him that distance, it doesn't make sense to me.
John Evans, president of the Buffalo Police PBA, can you tell us anything about the interaction between the civilian and the ERT members last night? You can see them engaged. Do you know what was being said?
Well, actually, what happened prior to that, it's my understanding, again, I was not there, but prior to that, prior to the 8 o'clock curfew that the mayor's imposed, they asked for five more minutes. Could they, you know, protest in formation until, 8:05? And the commander of the unit said, sure, you know, okay. After that, everybody disperses. You know, you go home, we go home. We're good. Nice night. Well, obviously, that's not what happened here. Now we have this. You know, again, two officers suspended, in my opinion, unjustifiably, and the DA's office, investigating it.
The order came from whom? And the order was to do what?
Okay, that would have come from the DPC, the deputy commissioner. It's my understanding is Joe Grimalia. He was overseeing the operations with the commander and you know, obviously getting the word down to the the men and women in the field to execute that move.
So just to restate, your members who are members of the Buffalo Police ERT, Emergency Response Team, you were acting under the lawful orders of the Deputy Police Commissioner, and in so doing, did not violate any of the procedures or standard operating policies of crowd control. Everything was done textbook.
Absolutely. That's my understanding, and that's my opinion.
Let me ask you this. We hear a lot of talk, and we should hear a lot of talk, about justice. We all want justice. We want justice for everybody. Yet there seems to me to have been a rush to judgment involving these two police officers because there's no way a proper investigation can be conducted in less than 24 hours.
Couldn't agree more. I'm very disappointed in some of the comments, statements that some of our elected officials have made. They did so without any investigation, if you ask me. But that's, you know, whatever. That'll be addressed down the road.
Now, we hear calls from elected officials and non-elected officials to. For a full investigation. We've had, I guess, what might be considered a prejudicial statement by the Attorney General of New York that what we saw was a, quote, horrible display of abuse. How is an officer or anybody supposed to receive a fair hearing given such pre-hearing publicity and pre-adjudication?
They aren't, right? I mean, they aren't. Our attorney general in this state seems as though that's her goal is to prosecute police officers for wrongdoing, and you know that is her job, right, to prosecute wrongdoing. Just seems to me like she's maybe zealous in her in comments I've read that to prosecute police officers.
So where, you know, at this point, John Evans, head of the Buffalo Police PBA, what is the morale of the men and women of the BPD? Because like anybody, you're going to be subject to fatigue. So many days, so many hours of high tension and then no tension, then high tension again. It takes a toll. And there is a sense in the ranks that if they do anything that even looks wrong, if it isn't wrong, they're going to be made a sacrifice at the altar.
Yeah, obviously the scrutiny, you know, has been turned up immensely. And which is, you know, I'm going to say that's fine. We, we act within the parameters of the law, and we have, and you know, continue to. They're professionals. Yeah, there are stressful times, but you know, police officers handle them.
John, do the ERT officers have body cams? Do you know if they've got body cameras?
I'm not sure if they're all equipped with body cameras. I know there are some.
I mean, because that could be used if you know, as exculpatory evidence on behalf of the officers, or incriminating if it doesn't go that way.
Correct. Yeah, and you know, hopefully they had theirs and they were functional and they were, you know, being utilized.
John, is there anything the public needs to know about what happened last night? Because as I've been saying this repeatedly, started off our conversation with this, you know, I want to see justice for everybody, because you can't have justice for just some people but not other people. It's got to be a universal. What should people know?
Well, if they're, you know, they're basing their protests on Minneapolis. In that sense, we get it. We're not blind to the fact, you know. I mean, it's not easy to say. They're admit, but those officers up there in Minneapolis, the officer, anyways, you know, that was wrong. I mean, we saw that, and that was painful. It was grueling to watch that that video. And there's not a Buffalo cop that, you know, isn't in agreement on that. I've heard nobody say, you know, well, this or well, that. No, it's like, what were they thinking? You know, that's what you mostly hear. So, you know, that being said, the justice part of it, the individuals, those cops have been charged. I mean, they are going to do time. And in all likelihood, I presume there'll be a successful prosecution of them. And, you know, that's the way it should be. I mean, that's justice. So, I don't know how, you know, spitting on police officers or throwing water bottles full of urine or anything else, how is that supposed to improve relations? It's not, you know, beyond me. I don't get that. So, but we want this over and done. You know, really, we want these protesters to have vented their frustrations and be done and go back to, you know, some normalcy and to work.
John, just as head of the PBA, I'd like your thoughts on what needs to be changed so that our black brothers and sisters and everybody in Buffalo and Western New York knows that they're going to receive fair justice under the law and fair treatment on the street. What needs to change?
I mean, you know, if there was ever a way to push compliance, I know that's probably not going to go over well with some people, but so many incidents across the country that I see, you know, online and on television and everything else, if the individual simply complies with the police officer and puts your hand behind your back, there's going to be no, you know, no alleged brutality or anything. It's so often it baffles me, really, why people don't just go along. I've never seen any suspect either fight his way or argue his way out of getting arrested.
John Evans, I want to thank you. I'd like to talk to you more in the future. We're going to carry the city news conference coming up. Thank you very much for your time and perspective. It is appreciated.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. John Evans, president of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.